Wealth Retirement Talk with Shauna and Dave Moore of Moore Wealth Management. Retirement planning comes with unique challenges, like managing market volatility, staying ahead of inflation, and building a strategy that aligns with your goals. On this show, we'll tackle your biggest financial concerns, share actionable insights, and explore strategies to help you navigate your journey to retirement confidence. Now let's get started with Moore Wealth Retirement Talk.
Hello, and welcome to Moore Wealth Retirement Talk. My name is Shauna Moore from Moore Wealth. And if you'd like more information about what you hear during our show today, give us a call at 833-4-MY-WEALTH. That's 833-469-9325. Or visit us online at Moore Wealth Talk. That's M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com. And while at our site, click on the radio page, check out our past shows, and subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. During today's show, we're going to take a deep dive into annuities and highlight both their pros and cons, and the fact that while they may be an ideal fit for some financial strategies, for others, they may not be the right move. But before we get into today's important topic, let me introduce my two co-hosts today, Tony Shore and Jacqueline Gladhill.
Hey, good to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you. This is our first show that I get to be joined with, so I appreciate it, Shauna.
Yeah, well, I'm very excited that you're on today with us and looking forward to it.
Yeah, what's better than one co-host for you, Shauna? Two co-hosts.
Two co-hosts.
Well, yeah. And Tony and I are quite something to be added to this. So
yeah,
you better buckle up here.
That's right. I'll buckle up well. I'll try.
All right. Well, hey, it sounds like you've got a great topic for us too. But first, I know you've been doing a lot of traveling. I know you also have a Nashville office, and there was a conference up in Canada that you went to with some other top advisors from around the country. How was that?
That was a very, it was an excellent experience. I haven't been to Canada since I was a child, and I've never been to Quebec. So it was very interesting. A lot of French foods and language, and I was able to take our office manager with us, Nicole. Dave wasn't able to attend, unfortunately, so she went with us, and we had a good time, good connections, learned a lot, and really just kind of had a few days to kind of see some new sights. So
yeah,
very historic town.
Yeah, it's a beautiful old buildings, aren't there?
Mm-hmm. I've been there absolutely. Once. Absolutely, it was gorgeous architecture.
Well, Shauna, I mean, I'm a little hungry, so tell me what your favorite food was that you ate.
It was an Italian restaurant we went to, but it was different than the Italian that we get here in the United States. It seemed very clean, didn't have the full feeling after. It was very, very good Italian food. So,
yeah. So you walked out of there and you were actually able to walk home without needing the bathroom.
I wasn't rolling out of there. Exactly.
That's good. Yeah. That's good. Well, I know that they have a lot of great restaurants and food there from all over the place, from all over Europe, and a lot of Europeans there. And it's kind of like an old world European town, isn't it?
Right. It was, I think it was probably the oldest town I've been in. It was, things dating back to the 1600s. I just wasn't prepared for that, I guess, but it was very, very interesting.
Yeah, it's a unique place. Even within Canada, it's very unique. I mean, they consider themselves more French than Canadian there than natives anyway.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, hey, let's dig into our topic for today. I know Jacqueline and I are excited to hear what you have to say, because annuities get a bad rap sometimes. I think they're very misunderstood. And I know this isn't you do look at all the tools in the tool belt. If it can help your clients, you do investments, you do annuities if it's appropriate. So maybe you could break down and dispel some of the rumors out there for us.
Yes. And you're right. We really work on the balance on both sides to see what's the proper amount, whether that's an annuity, life insurance, long-term care, investments in the market, and really balance out the portfolio. But there's a lot of misconceptions about annuities. So we want to talk today about some of the annuity basics. And so there's a recent article by Kiplinger titled Annuities, What They Are and How They Work. And it has a lot of good, useful information. So they're talked about a lot, but again, I don't think that most people really know what they are, how they work. So the simple way to think about it is an annuity is kind of like your own personal version of Social Security, or kind of like a private pension. So you get pensions from your employer or you get Social Security. You may pay into it with your pension. You definitely pay into it with Social Security during your working years, and then you get income later, and that income is guaranteed for life. So an annuity works similarly, except instead of Uncle Sam paying that, for example, or your employer plan, you're working with an insurance company. And back to the employer plans, a lot of those pensions that are provided by employers, they're using the same insurance companies. They're purchasing a group annuity to provide those same lifetime income benefits. Now, again, you can pay into it an annuity all at once. You can do a lump sum, or you can pay over time, you know, each month or each year until retirement. And then again, that annuity is going to pay you back in regular installments. So that can be monthly, quarterly, what have you. But that income can either last a set number of years or even for the rest of your life. So again, you can, you know, buy annuities directly, and then that allows you to choose the right one for you. But the key thing to know is that annuities are not a one size fits all. There are so many different types out there. So for those people that are looking for some income protection or a more conservative way to grow their savings, annuities can offer a degree of security and predictability as part of a broader retirement strategy.
Right. Exactly. And I think an annuity, because there are so many different kinds and there's a lot to know, Jacqueline, would you personally go out and buy an annuity or get yourself into an annuity without working with Shauna Moore?
No. I think, you know, you really need to get that advice from a financial service professional.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, especially what Shauna said, every single circumstance is different for everybody.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And so kind of to talk about how they work in real life, you know, at its core, an annuity is a contract with an insurance company, and it's designed to turn a portion of your savings into a steady stream of income, usually during retirement. The idea is to help make sure you don't outlive your money. So I think of it, it's the opposite of life insurance, where life insurance protects against dying too early, and annuity protects against living too long and outliving your money. So again, you pay into it either in a lump sum or over time, but the insurance company then pays you back on a regular schedule. So that can replace your paycheck, you know, after you retire that you no longer have. Now, annuities are not usually a good fit for those that are in their early working years, you know, people that are younger, or they might need quick access to their funds, because annuities are a longer term goal or a longer term tool. The money you put in is typically isn't completely liquid, and taking it out early could trigger some early withdrawal penalties or some fees. Now there's some options like multi-year guaranteed annuities that work a lot like CDs. They don't have all the bells and whistles, but they're offered by insurance companies. So they're shorter terms. They may be 3, 4, 5 years, and they have a fixed rate of return during that. So in that way, it kind of works a little bit like a CD. So there's a lot of different annuity types out there.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I know that it depends on each person's individual situation, but not all annuities are created equal. And I know we're going to get into that. In fact, what does an annuity contract look like?
Well, an annuity contract involves three parties. So you have the insurance company, then you have the annuitant, and that's the person that the life is based, the contract is based on their life. That's the person who funds the contract. And then a beneficiary who will receive the payout potentially if something happens to the annuitant. Now, the annuitant is also the one responsible for any taxes once the funds pay out or the contract pays out. Again, in terms of funding, depending on the type of annuity, it could be a single lump sum payment, or it can be a premium payment plan that can be flexible, where you decide how much and when to pay within limits or scheduled, where the amounts and timing are clearly defined. You can choose that amount. Now, most annuities, they do come with a free look period, usually 10 to 30 days, depending on the state that you live in, which gives you a chance to get the contract in full, read through it. You can, if you change your mind, you can walk away without any penalties and you can get all your money back. So just so you know that. Now, granted, normally I recommend that you're 99.9 or 100% sure before going into it, but you do have that kind of fail safe option. Now, one of the other key things to understand is that with annuities, you are giving up some control. So the money is committed to the contract until it matures, which, you know, on the longer term, it can be 7 to 10 years or more. Now, granted, there's some ways that you can get some of that money out without penalty, but you want to make sure that this fits into your overall strategy before you commit to something longer term.
Yeah. Well, and what are the phases of an annuity? You mentioned that.
Well, there's the accumulation phase. So this is the time where you're putting money into the annuity before you need it. So while you're still working, before you've retired. And during this time, your investment grows tax deferred, which means even if it's not an IRA, you aren't going to pay, you're not going to be taxed on any of the gains until you start taking the money out. The second phase is the annuitization phase, and this is where the payouts begin. So depending on your contract, you could choose where it pays out for, say, 10 or 20 years, or you can choose where it pays out for the rest of your lifetime. There's also options of spousal, which we'll kind of get into, but essentially can pay for both your life and your spouse's life, as long as one of you is still living. Now, most annuities also include what's called a surrender period, or a window of time when you can't freely access all of the money without a fee. So most insurance companies do allow you to take up to about 10% each contract year without penalty. And if you're taking income payments, there's not penalties on that. But going beyond that, so if it, in year three, you wanted to take half of it out, there could be a surrender charge. Depending on what that looks like, or you could see fees or tax consequences. And again, depending on the timing. But like any long-term tool, it's important to know how the moving parts work. So the goal isn't just growth, it's making sure the structure fits within your overall plan and your timeline for needing that income in retirement.
So Shauna, before we move on here, can you just tell our listeners how they get a hold of you?
Yes, they can visit our website. That's more, wealthtalk.com. They can also call our office at the number 833, the number 4, My Wealth. And we can answer their questions about or address concerns they might have about annuities, their financial strategy, or any other parts of their retirement that they have concerns with. You know, it's our goal to help our clients prepare for the retirement that they've worked so hard for.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I know that you offer that no charge, no obligation consultation. So I encourage our listeners to pick up the phone, give you a call. I know you love to hear from people, don't you? And answer their questions, right?
Absolutely. That's part of what we do. Is I might be a financial advisor, but I think of myself as a financial coach. I'm here to help coach people through, not tell them what to do with their money, but really to help educate them and make sure that they're with the right advisor for them. So if we talk and we're a good fit, that's great. Maybe we move forward. If we talk and we're not a good fit, that's okay. We really want to help as much as we can and help as many people as we can, but we also want to make sure it's the right fit for the client as well as for us.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. Now, you've been talking about annuities. You gave us some of the key basics. What's next?
Well, the additional thing between the main types of annuities is there are immediate and deferred annuities. And the difference is all about timing. So with an immediate annuity, you start getting those payments right away, usually within a year. It's usually could be within 30 days. So these are often used by those that might receive a large sum of money all at once, maybe from a settlement, an inheritance, even a lottery win, and they want to turn that into steady income over time. And again, with that immediate annuity, payments can come monthly, quarterly, or whatever schedule that the contract might allow that works for you. Now, from there, you have different types of annuities depending on how you want your money to grow and how much risk that you're comfortable with. Fixed annuities, they come with a guaranteed interest rate, so they're steady, they're predictable. They may be ideal for those that want low risk, that don't want to take any market risk. They want consistent growth. They're okay with maybe it's a little bit lower interest rate, but they know there's no risk to that. So while they're technically deferred annuities, the timing of the payment is flexible and you just choose when to start taking out income. Variable annuities are going to offer more investment options, but the value of that payment can depend on how the investments perform. So with a variable annuity, there's more upside potential, but there's also downside risk. So you can actually lose money in a variable annuity. So a variable annuity kind of tries to take into account and combine some of the safety features and the income features of an annuity, but also the upside potential of the stock market. So you have some more flexibility and you have some more income potential, but you also have that market exposure. And then there are indexed annuities, which tie your growth to a market like the S&P 500, for example. So with index annuities, there's a level of downside protection. So you're not going to get all of the upside. So if the index does 15%, maybe you get 8% or 10%. But if the market goes down 10%, you're not going to lose anything. So it's kind of the middle ground between that fixed that maybe has a low interest rate and the variable, which could be high, but it could also lose value.
Yeah. And I know Shauna, correct me if I'm wrong, but the fixed index annuity is so popular with retirees and baby boomers who have been retiring. That's a really popular one because unlike, say, variable annuities, has little to no fees, right? And
right.
has a lot of and downside protection, right?
Right. And we have seen a lot of variable annuities that have come through to us that people who have, they have a lot of risk. They have 3 to 4% in fees versus a fixed index annuity can be 0% in fees, maybe up to 1% if you want to have an income rider, which is a little bit different than annuitizing your account. Gives you a lot more flexibility. But what I've also seen is those income payouts, because every company is going to offer a different payout depending on how they calculate things. I have had we have a client who came to us that had a variable annuity last year. We were able to take that out, even though she had a small surrender penalty still, moved it to a fixed index annuity, and literally doubled her guaranteed income payments. Doubled it.
Wow.
Because on the variable annuity, their focus is on that growth, but their income piece isn't as strong. So it depends on what are you looking for in this? Where it takes coming down and talking to a professional to advise you as to which direction is right for you. In this case, for this client, the income was the priority. So they had all this market risk. Everything was at risk between that and what they had in the stock market with their previous advisor. So they had market risk. They had, I think it was almost 4% in fees. We were able to take them down to 1% in fees and double their income just by moving it from the variable to the indexed. So it just depends on what that right look for is for you. And as long as you still have money that's maybe either in the stock market, if you're comfortable with it, maybe it's in, you know, bank savings account, what have you, have enough liquidity. You don't necessarily need to have, you know, everything in an annuity. So again, I'm a proponent for it, but it's that right mix and the right type of annuity for your specific situation.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds good. It sounds like you could get deep in the weeds and you just need to find what's going to fit your needs the best and help you reach your personal goals. And I know you look out for what's in your client's best needs. And so if that's an annuity, great. If it's not, if it's an investment or stocks, great. But you look at their goals and their personal situation. That's what I love about that. And that's so important to understand, especially with annuities. Mm-hmm. You've been talking about it. I mean, annuities seem to come up in financial news all the time.
All the time. Yep.
Yeah.
And the other thing I want to add to that is that, you know, because we are a holistic advisor, I do both sides of the business. There's been a lot of questions from some of our clients that come in. They say, well, this advisor says he wouldn't even recommend an annuity to his family. Well, then you need to do research. That advisor is not actually insurance licensed to offer annuities. They are only licensed to invest in the stock market. So when someone's not licensed and educated and trained on an annuity, how can they give you unbiased fiduciary advice to say, no, annuities are bad? On the same side, if someone only offers annuities and maybe they don't do investments in the market, are they trying to put you too heavy into annuities and not the right balance? So it's really about finding an advisor that, and even if it's the advisor themselves, but the office, maybe they have one advisor in the office that does annuities and one does the, you know, investments in the market and they work together. That's okay as well. Or you find an advisor that's educated and trained and licensed on both sides to really be able to not only offer the right type of annuity for you, but how much should go into that annuity? Is it right for you based on your other income sources, based on your Social Security, what you have for pension income? If you're still working part-time or you have rental income or whatever that looks like, what's the right amount for an annuity and what's the right type of annuity for you? And then leave the rest in the market for your inflation hedge and your growth and your liquidity and so forth. So I think that that's why it's in the news so much, is that you have people in the business that only do one or the other, and they're not really giving the whole story because they're giving you what they can offer or what's going to benefit them versus, hey, I can offer both and I want to find the right mix for you. If annuity doesn't make sense, I'm not going to recommend it. We have younger clients. I don't talk about annuities with them because they're not in that position yet. That doesn't make sense for them. or they have so much income coming in that maybe it doesn't make sense. But if you also want to have some safe growth, maybe it's not the income piece, but you want to have some safe growth. Well, a variable annuity is not going to give you that safe growth, but a fixed index annuity will. It'll still give you potential for growth, but it's also going to protect you on the downside. So as long as you are licensed and able to offer those things, and you're not just licensed, but trained and educated and truly understand how it works, then you can give that advice to your clients and help them in the best way possible.
Yeah, Shauna, that's a lot to think about and a lot, you know, of information to know for sure. And I think, you know, it's also a scary thought for a lot of people to realize that they might run out of money. That's just a scary topic to even think about. So, Shauna, what else are we talking about?
Well, within the annuity, and I think one of the reasons people are afraid of them is that, you know, 20, 30 years ago, you could only annuitize it, which just meant now it's kind of like when you have a pension from your employer. Once you decide to take that income, that lump sum is no longer there. So they might have guaranteed income, but now they don't have access to it. So in today's annuities, you have an income rider instead of annuitizing it, meaning you still technically could have access to that cash. But if you just said to the insurance company, I want to start this income piece, that's guaranteed for life. Even if the account balance gets to zero, just like a pension and just like Social Security, the insurance company is obligated by contract to continue paying as long as you're living. So this is a way that you can truly give yourself some additional guaranteed income. So when we sit down with the client, we look and say, here's what your Social Security is that's guaranteed. Here's what your pension is if you have it. Here's your income gap. Maybe you need $2,000 a month or $3,000. So we find the right annuity contract that can guarantee that amount of income for you for life that you don't have to worry about it. You know, there's a lot of other things. There's taxes that can change. There's inflation and so forth. But an annuity can give you that peace of mind knowing that for this portion of our portfolio, we're going to set it aside. We're going to put it somewhere safe. Whatever happens with the market, like what we saw earlier this year, if the market goes down, that's okay because I can take this income out of my annuity no matter what. And I'm not losing money. I'm not selling when the market's low. It's guaranteed. It's not going to run out. I can count on it as long as I live. And that's what a lot of people don't realize is that this annuity works like a pension where it provides that peace of mind knowing that the market can do what it's going to do. And you know that this money's coming in. So it's like having a guaranteed paycheck versus working on commission only, which commission can be up and down, right? So if you're in sales or something like that versus having a guaranteed paycheck every month, that's what the annuity can do, is it can replace that guaranteed paycheck.
Yeah. Well, and you know, you mentioned it there, but it is interesting with an income rider, guaranteed income for life. And you mentioned guaranteed, and that is the good news is that's based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. And that's why you only work with top rated companies and look at all the different options out there, right?
Absolutely. So we work with A-rated companies. That's very important to me. Also, within those A-rated companies, companies that you can get a hold of that have great customer service, there's a lot of other things that go along with that. But we start with that financial stability because we want to make sure that that company is going to be able to uphold that promise. And in the history of the United States, you know, there's been companies that have essentially gone out of business, but they're bought out by a larger company. So there are some protections in place. It's not, there's no FDIC insurance, but there is insurance guarantee association in every state. So we look at those things and factor that in as well.
Yeah. The state's insurance companies have insurance on things like annuity through the state where it's about the same amount, I believe, as a bank. So FDIC insurance, if your money's in a bank, if you have $1 million in the bank, still with FDIC insurance, you're only $250,000 of that is insured. Same with an annuity, at least up to $250,000 of it, they have to insure for that. And they have to, with an insurance company, they have to have that full amount at any given time to pay you back. Plus, they have to, think for every dollar, they have to have $1.25 in their coffers to pay you. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Highly regulated. And, but I think that there's a lot of misconceptions behind that. So
there are, and you went over some of the positives, especially with the fixed index annuity, where there's no downside, there's principal protection. You can get a lifetime income rider. There's little to no fees. So, there's a lot of positives to certain kinds of annuities. What are some of the negatives? You alluded to them, liquidity, I know you said you could, some contracts you can take up to 10% per year with no penalty out of it, which is pretty good. That seems to be liquid to me, but it's limited to 10% and that's per year.
Right. That's the other part, because of that lack of liquidity, which is one of the biggest drawbacks. But that's why it makes sense to work with someone who can say, hey, we're only going to put this portion in here because we're going to meet that income need, that gap that you have, and we're going to leave the rest and invest it in the stock market if they're comfortable, or wherever they're comfortable with, to make sure we're still getting growth, but we have liquidity. So that's, again, where you don't want to put all of your money or too much of your portfolio into an annuity, is because of that lack of liquidity. But for the trade-off of the income, that's where, what's the right amount that you can, you know, give up that liquidity amount, and knowing that, hey, you can still get some, you know, some of the money out if you need to, or you can take those income payments without penalty, but you want to make sure you have enough. You want to have your emergency fund savings, you know, that's free and liquid. And then you want to have other investments that you can draw from if you need extra money out for a car repair or that vacation or Christmas or birthday, you know, those sorts of things.
Well, we are almost out of time here. How can people contact you? Just one more time.
They can check us out on our website. Again, that is morewealthtalk.com. That's M-O-O-R-E, wealthtalk.com. They can also call us toll free at 833-4-MY-WEALTH. And when they're on our website, the podcast is on Amazon Podcast, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. So they can follow us there, and that way they don't miss any future episodes.
Awesome. Well, that sounds great. Good show today. Jacqueline, great to have you join us.
Yes, thank you.
So glad to have you on the show.
This was a fun one.
Yeah, this was good. And a lot of great information packed in there. I'm sure our listeners have questions. Glad you gave that number and information. And Shauna, good to see you again. And we'll talk to you again next week. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of More Wealth Retirement Talk with our host, Shauna Moore.
Thank you for joining us for More Wealth Retirement Talk. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Shauna and Dave Moore at More Wealth Management at 480-800-7077 or visit morewealthmanagement.net. Join us again soon for another episode of More Wealth Retirement Talk.
Advisory services are offered through More Wealth Partners, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Arizona. Insurance products and services are offered through More Wealth Management, an affiliated company. More Wealth Partners and More Wealth Management are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the federal Medicare program or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.